Once again, welcome to St. Monica Parish. I'm Father David Guffey. I live in residence here, and I'm so glad that you're here tonight to celebrate with us on the second Sunday of Advent. It's a busy time of year for everybody. It's a time of year when people are planning for the weeks ahead. I hope you've already made your plane reservations, and all of that gets so busy. For a long time, I lived in Colorado Springs, and I used to have a meeting that always was Thanksgiving weekend. So many years, I was at O'Hare Airport on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And there was one of those Wednesday nights before Thanksgiving when it had snowed at O'Hare, and so the airplane traffic was a mess, and people were lining, the whole corridors were lined, every seat was full, and I was sitting kind of in an area that packed with people, and all of a sudden on that music they played the song, "I'll Be Home for Christmas." And it got quiet, and one woman next to me had tears in her eyes, and she said, "I think only in my dreams." But I think there's so much of it that longs for home and longs to be on that path. It's a time of year that we dream of home. It's a time of year when we dream for the home that we had or that we knew, or a physical home that's there waiting for us now that has people that are alive and waiting for us. Maybe dreaming of a home that existed once and was part of our past and was part of who we are and made us part of who we are. Maybe we're dreaming of a home that we hope to find, the home, the place where we can be ourselves, where we can be nourished and nourish others, where things are the way that they're supposed to be, where people are forgiven and received, and where people are welcomed, where there's hope, where there's strength, even when it's snowing outside or even when the streets are icy. We dream of a spiritual home. We dream of being at peace with God in a way that we know that we are loved and accepted, and in a way that we know that we have a way to reconciliation for the times that we've sinned, in a way that we know we have ways to use the gifts and talents that we've been given for the good of ourselves, our families, our church, for the whole world. We dream of these things, and we're not alone. People have been dreaming about these things from the dawn of creation of human beings. Baruch was dreaming of this. The reading that we had from Baruch today is written at a time where the people of Israel were in exile in Babylon, and they were dreaming of Israel. They were dreaming of Jerusalem. But when they looked to that road to Jerusalem, they saw that the path was tough. They saw that there were mountains of injustice. They were slaves in a foreign land. They saw that there were deep valleys and challenges that they would have to roll through. But they dreamt, and they heard that voice that said, prepare a way for the Lord. Paul dreamed and longed. And Paul says in the reading today, I long that you might know God's wisdom. Paul longed to be one, and he longed to be at home with the people of the people that he was writing to, that they might be one in feeling the love of the Lord and expressing the love of the Lord and sharing the love of the Lord with others. And John the Baptist, probably more than anyone in the history of the church, because he knew it was so close, longed that God would be at home with us, that God would be at home with us, and that God would become incarnate, that God would make his home with us here on earth, that God would travel across that great boundary from the infinite oneness of all the cosmos to be a human being, to be Jesus Christ. And knowing that, John called the people to prepare a way for the Lord, make the mountains low, take those challenges that loom so high and let them be lowered. Those valleys that seem so deep and so hard to cross, those canyons, those great gullies, they'll be filled in. What we're called to do in the season of Advent is to do what we can to prepare the way. Only God, probably ultimately we are only at home with God, but we can prepare a way. We can find a way to let God into our lives, that we can find a way to make that path, to find that path, to follow that path to the Lord. What is the way that God will get to you in this Advent season? Because God is trying to get to you as much as you may be trying to get to God. For some, it will be the intellectual life. It will be reading of the great wisdom of the best of our tradition, the saints and the scholars, the people who've written from the heart and the mind to lead us in ways of wisdom. For other peoples, it will be opening up to God emotionally through our relational lives. It will be our friends, our family, those who matter most to us. For others, it might be an aesthetic experience through art and through beauty that helps us to touch the divine and experience God's presence in our midst and to be in the presence of God. And for all, please make prayer part of it. Please find those times and ways to set aside some time to put ourselves consciously in the presence of God who longs to be with us. I had a friend named Janet who was a college administrator, and she was very busy and very popular. She administrated a program at a college. Her door was always open to the students that came to her, and her calendar was always full. And she realized one Advent that it was so full that she didn't have any time to really take in the season, didn't have any time to really get into the Christmas spirit other than putting up the decorations and buying gifts and going from this place to that place. And so she made a commitment that Advent to take some time every day to pray and to create. And so she started doing art again. And she started saying no to some things. And she started to make a little studio in a corner of her house. And you know that it had a strange effect because Janet certainly grew closer to God. There was a depth and a presence about her. And the wisdom that she already had seemed to come out in fuller ways. And she found that when she made that space in her life, that the encounters that she had with students or the encounters she had with colleagues, they seemed to be opened up. They seemed that they would talk to her about their journey, about their desire, about their longing to be at home with God. What Janet's story points out, I think, is when we strive to prepare a way for God in our hearts, we end up preparing a way for others, that God can use us as the way, that we might be the path through which others journey to the God who loves them so very much. Because as much as we may be longing for peace, as much as we may be longing for acceptance, as much as we may be longing that the world be right, God is longing for us. God is dreaming to be with us at Christmas. It is God that is saying to us, I'll be home for Christmas. Let us prepare in this Advent to make it possible and to make a way that we have a hospitable place at our table and in our hearts to receive the one who loves us so very much.